This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Investigators probing the deadly blast that ripped across Beirut are focusing on possible negligence in the storage of tons of highly explosive fertilizer in a waterfront warehouse. This has the government ordered the house arrest of several port officials. International aid flights are delivering aid as Lebanon's leaders struggle to deal with the widespread damage and shocking aftermath of Tuesday's blast. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
5 months after confirming its first case of the new coronavirus, Brazil is fast approaching the bleak milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, a tragedy experts blame on the country's lack of coherent response. It will be just the second country to cross that grim threshold after the United States, where the death toll is now over 150,000. Facebook has deleted a post by U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time, saying it violated its policy against spreading misinformation about the coronavirus. The post in question featured a link to a Fox News video in which Mr. Trump says children are virtually immune to the virus. This is the first time that Facebook has removed a post from the president entirely. This is VOA News. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci says there is a middle ground if people will follow health officials' recommendations.
As long as you have any member of society, any demographic group who's not seriously trying to get to the end game of suppressing this, it will continue to smolder and smolder and smolder.
Fauci says if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of infections and deaths. The State Department says Russia is using a well-developed online operation that includes a loose collection of proxy websites to stir up confusion around the coronavirus by amplifying conspiracy theories and misinformation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will offer a reward of up to $10 million for information that identifies people working with foreign governments to interfere in the U.S. election through illegal cyber activity. At the last minute, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, are searching for places to safely accept their party's presidential nominations as the spread of the coronavirus adds fresh uncertainty to the campaign for the White House. AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump says he's considering giving his acceptance speech from the White House.
Presidents have historically treated the White House as a politics-free zone, but President Trump tells Fox and Friends he's thinking of using it as a backdrop for his Republican convention acceptance speech in 3 weeks.
The easiest, least expensive, and I think very beautiful would be live from the White House.
Yep. That would be an unprecedented use of public property for partisan political purposes.
I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president had planned to deliver the speech in Florida after the convention was shifted there from North Carolina, but he's now canceled the Jacksonville parts of the convention amid a virus surge in Florida, which limits his speech options. Sagar Magani, Washington.
People in the Japanese city of Hiroshima offered prayers and laid flowers Thursday to mark the 75th anniversary of the world's first atomic bomb attack. The device was dropped on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, destroying the city and killing 140,000 people. 3 days later, the United States dropped another atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki. The two bombings led to Japan's surrender and the end of World War II. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.